The Prime Minister will today ask her state and territory counterparts to sign on to an overhaul of Australia's training system. Industry groups support the move, which would give every Australian of working age the opportunity to take up a skills training place and would set up a HECS-style loan scheme. The government wants the new system to start in July, but it needs the support of all the states and territories. In Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The federal government wants this Council of Australian Governments meeting to be focused on productivity. It's already got broad agreement to work on red tape reduction, but may encounter more resistance today. The Victorian Liberal Premier Ted Baillieu says while his government will always look to work with the Commonwealth, it'll again push for the Victorian system to be the model for a national occupational health and safety regime and for the Productivity Commission to investigate the costs of construction.
We'll fight hard for what we believe is the right thing to do.
The South Australian Premier, Labor's Jay Weatherill, says agreement on a universal OH&S system had already been reached and should be maintained.
We're trying to set aside the things that are points of disagreement and move forward on the things that we can agree about.
The federal government's hoping that spirit of agreement will endorse a new system for skills and vocational training.
We're trying to encourage the states to enter into an agreement which effectively guarantees everyone the opportunity to train for a Certificate 3 qualification.
The Skills and Tertiary Education Minister Chris Evans says the federal government's offering almost $9 billion over 5 years for the states to pay for Certificate 3 places and the Commonwealth to fund more advanced training.
We know that people without these sorts of qualifications will find it increasingly hard to find work, so we're trying to make sure the pathways are there that people can access. And obviously the other benefit of this is that we'll be getting skilled workers who are able to meet the demands of the economy in the coming years. The reality is there's a very strong and generous offer by the Commonwealth, but it does require the states to lift the quality of training, lift the number of places available.
The federal government will also use today's meeting to give an update, although no funding details, on its commitment to a national disability insurance scheme. The NDIS will also be on the opposition's agenda as Tony Abbott seeks to neutralise it as a political issue. He'll use a speech to carers to call on the government to set up a bipartisan committee to develop the scheme and will promise that the coalition will support money being allocated in next month's budget to begin the design and consultation work.
I think if we were to have a joint committee that was chaired by both sides' disabilities front benches, that would be a very good way of ensuring that we really do get a national disabilities insurance scheme in a responsible and timely fashion.
That's the Federal Coalition Leader Tony Abbott speaking this morning on the Nine Network, ending Naomi Woodley's report.